However, as cosmologist Rocky Kolb of the University of Chicago noted recently, we don't understand 95% of nature, dark matter and dark energy. Under the circumstances, it is a stretch to declare a phenomenon identified in a laboratory supernatural merely because it does not fit an established materialist paradigm. Many materialists have argued that action at a distance is impossible, therefore psi must be supernatural. But, they say, the supernatural does not exist, and therefore psi does not exist, so the laboratory results must be wrong. Indeed, the driving force behind many attempts to discredit psi appears to be fear of the supernatural. Practical value of the study of psi. Some long-running, intractable controversies stem directly from materialist discomfort with psi effects. For example, the question of whether psychics ever assist the police in finding missing children is often subordinated in practice to a materialist agenda aimed at proving that psi effects never occur. Apparent failures of police psychics then bolster the materialists' unrelated claim that psi effects do not occur. Well-known psychics may then be tempted to counter the materialist agenda by inflating their successes. However, if psi is acceptable as a stable, low-level effect, as the laboratory evidence appears to suggest, the question of whether, where, or when psi may assist the police can be resolved by ordinary decisions about how best to use resources. An evidence-based account of psi might also help combat superstition. A Gallup poll reported in June 2005 that 3/4 of Americans hold some paranormal belief, little changed from similar results in 2001. There are no significant differences in beliefs by age, gender, education, or region, though the percentages have apparently increased over the last quarter century. Some materialists retail baseless claims that psi effects have been discredited. People who attribute unusual experiences to psi react by simply disregarding science. As a result, they risk being victimized by superstitions for which there is actually no good evidence. Non-materialist researchers have a clear advantage here because they have no hidden agenda to discredit all psi claims. They can thus help discriminate between assumptions about paranormal forces that are, and are not, supported by evidence. Perhaps we should rather ask, what is the nature of nature? Can it include events that are not supernatural in the sense given above, but are also not easily accommodated by materialism?